So we'll discuss the Bir HaGra today on that Ramah. The Ramah Rayim Bitlu. If you miss one Shabbos, he quotes the Arzarua, you have to go back. The case of the Arzarua, you miss Parshas Emor, you got to read Emor and Bahar. So what's the Pshat? So the Vilna Gaon, this says, what is this halacha based on? Gemasha Kosov Betfila, it's referring to the Gemara in Brachas, Chavav Amen Aleph. Tav Elo Espal, he refers us to the Gemara in Brachas, which talks about the din of Tashlumin, that if you miss Tfilas Shacharis, you can make it up at Mincha. If you miss Mincha, you can make it up at Meir, even though it's a different day. And if you miss Meir, you can make it up at Shacharis. So the Vilna Gaon seems to be saying this halacha of the Ramah, that if you miss Parshas Emor, you can make up Parshas Bahar. It seems to be Midin Tashlumin. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, Kamo Shemi Shelo Hispalo, Mashrim Rakes Atfila, Hasmucha Shelo Hispalo, Gam Kak Gam Bashram Is Parashios, Yesha Hashrim Rak Parashacha. So, like the Mara Mint, that this could be also another reason why the Mara Mint only said two. It's a din of Tashlumin. It's like by davening, you never make up more than one other tefillah, so to hear. Ve'iyim abir halacha, she'dan, she'im yesh rahashem es ha'parsha. So that's what they quote. The Gra quotes the Gemara in Brachas, and the Mishmura seems to learn, so it seems to be what the Bir HaGra is saying, that it's a din of tashlumin. And yeah, but it's like this tashlum of my tefillah, this tashlum of my kriyas haTorah. So the question is, how strict do we take this link between it's an explicit Gemara, this kriyas, by kriyas haTorah, by tefillah, this tashlum. And the Gemara never talks about kriyas haTorah. So when the Gra throws it out, how tight of a connection do we take it literally? Whatever halacha applies to tefillah, or it's just a Guzma Bialma, it's just a general kesher. So the Bir Halacha wants to say, he raises the question, She'im Yesh Rahashem Es HaParsha Gam Kashia Lo Karu B'mezit. Because one of the halachas of tefillah is, we only say you have tashlumin if it was an accident, it was a shogig. If you say, I don't feel like davening shacharis, I'd rather make it up on mincha, it's much shorter, then it's a no-go. So, the question is, by kriyas haTorah, if I specifically said, well, I'm not going to lane this week, I'll catch it next week, is here tashrumin. So he wants to, the Bir HaLacha wants a medayik from the Gra, shedima zos retfila, shesha mashrim es irach im lo hispalo b'shogeg. So the Bir HaLacha wants to extend this, takes it very seriously. We only have halacha of tashlumin by shogeg. So it's in the case where, I'm assuming in the Orzarua's case was the shogeg, and therefore that's what they had. But in a case where someone did it b'mezid, there wouldn't be. Therefore he learns that you have two parashios. You have two parashios because you only have two tefillahs, and in Stavka, shogeg and amazed. That's where the Bir HaLacha learns. However, if you look at the Birchas Eliyahu al Agra, he disagrees with the Mishmur and says, Shal Karkaka, that you can't compare Tashlumin by Kriyas HaTorah to Tashlumin by Tefillah. So by Tefillah, Kodem, what do? When we do Tashlumin, we first do the Chova, and then we do the Tashlumin. V'achar kach es Tefillas haTashlumin. V'ilu, v'parsha is Kodem, Koreis haParsha haKodemesh, Shetzarach laHashrim. V'achar kach, if that's the case then, if we're going to compare it to Tefillah, so then I'd have to read Parshas Bahar first and then Emor. Who says you don't? Well, the Orzarua said you don't. The Sarach Omar, she ain't, that's The kasha on the Be'er Halacha, if you're going to take Tashlumin seriously, literally, so then you'd also have to read, and we know that's against the Or Zarua. So again, so therefore he says, therefore the Be'er Chazaliyo on the Gra says it's not the Pshat. And with the Bra, that the Ein Kamar Zagra with most of the whole, he's not making a literal comparison. El Rak, Havi Kidmus Rayo Inyan Hashkoma Kashen Shetfila Mashkim. It's a more generic Guzma Miyama. Who are the Mikriyas Torah? And obviously they're different in the details. Mela Yeshkoma Shafleda Sagra Im Chasu Kama Parshios Yesh Chasham Es Kulam. And therefore he says, Yeshka, and therefore he doesn't necessarily say you're not limited to two. V'chein yesh ha'ashkam afiyam lo karo b'mezid. V'ayin od b'peirish Torah Eschayim al Shulchan Aruch. Shadon b'hashra ben... Yes, it would come out then that, see, the Be'er Halacha learns in the Gra, it's literally, so therefore, it only applies to two, and only if it's yeshogeg. But if you're mezid, or if there's three, you don't do it. And others say, no, the Gra doesn't mean that. You could do more, you could make up three, four, or five. And even if you miss it, but maze it. So that's a shaila, how literal do we take the Gra? So the Mishnah Berurah takes it more literal. You only do two and only bishogeg. But the Aruch HaShulchan paskins, shogo kamara min, tzarech ashkem es kol parshios, Shogol Karo. And that's why the Aruch HaShulchan seems to learn that you're not limited to two. So the Ma'ariv means learns Pshat in the Or Zaruah that you only have two because that's the way we find it in the Torah. We never find more than two parashas. You don't read from one book to another. The Vilna Gaon raises the issue of the Or Zaruah. Maybe it's based on Tashlum. And again, the Or Zaruah himself, it's difficult to say it's Tashlumin. It's only on our version of the concise version of the Or Zaruah we have. And the Gemara says it's a din of Tashlumin. So if it's a din of Tashlumin, so you have a Machlokas, Be'er Halacha, Aruch HaShulchan, the Be'er Halacha learns it's a very tight comparison. It's if it's bemezid, there's no Tashlumin, and you can't do more than three. But even the Mishnah Berurah has to agree that by the third one, we read it first, that's what he says, and maybe it's a din of reading Kisidron. You have to read the parashas in order. That's because it was separate halacha. But, and the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees and says, like the Birkas Eliyahu and the Gra, that the Gra is just a dimyon, and therefore you can make up many parashios, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He doesn't... That's a separate discussion we'll get into about reading from a parsha from a different book. That's what that's the Vilna Gaon's explanation in the Ramah. That seems to be working with the his version of the Or Zaruah, which isn't the full one. And therefore, how does it work with Tashlumin? If it is working with Tashlumin, how serious do you take Tashlumin? Is it only two, or is it more amazing than Shogeg? And they point out the Gra himself in a Maisa Shahaya, he ended up missing different parashios. I'm not sure if he was sick. And he went ahead and he made them up. And they say the Chazon Ish was put in jail in 1948. I think he made a protest against Chil Shabbos, and he also asked the Tzibur to make it up. He did many parashios. We'll see Rav Moshe is clearly against the Ma'aramint in both ways. I think they say he was in the hospital. He missed Bahar Bechukosai, and when he came back, he read Bamidbar and Bahar Bechukosai. So number one is he did Tashlumin, and he did it not like the Ma'aramint. He read three parashios, and he read it back to back. So Rav Moshe clearly didn't go with the Ma'aramin. So we'll have to continue. So according to the Or Zaruah original version, you have to read everything. According to the Maharaminta's version, you only could read two and not from two different books. But according to the Machlokas and the Vilna Gaon's version of the Rama on the Arzarua, whether it, according to the Mishnah Berura, understands the Gra literal, you're limited to two parashios, and only if it's a shogeg. But the way the Berakas Eliyahu learns, that no, it's not limited, it's just a Guzma B'Yalma, and that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan learns that, not like the Maharamitz, you have to make up all the parashios that you missed.